Dictation for Katherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, August 156. Addresses a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mrs. Cotter. Polycystic kidney disease, renal transplant. Few months back, acute renal failure in relation to dehydration. We decreased the dose of lisinopril. She's still having persistent diarrhea 4 or 5 times a day, sometimes at night too, runny, without any bleeding, weight down significantly, appetite poor, nausea but no vomiting, no dysphagia, takes Imodium as needed, stools are brown, sometimes she sees undigested food, no kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, he's pushing on liquids, urine clear without infection, cloudiness or blood, denies nocturian continence, no edema, no numbness, tingling, burning, claudication symptoms or ulcers, no chest pain, palpitations, no oxygen, no syncope, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash, minor bruises, no bleeding nose, some bleeding through the gums, recently teeth cleaning, bleeding more than normally she does, some nasal congestion, which also apparently is worse, clean material without any bleeding, medication list review, university called her early December and increased the cell set up to 1,000 twice a day, remains on prednisone low dose and cyclosporin 75 morning, 50 at night. The lower dose of lisinopril, presently 10, no recent symptoms of reflux, and she's taking rarely Prilosec. She is on magnesium replacement as well as calcium that contains magnesium by itself. Next paragraph, this is a video conference. Blood pressure at home 114/70. Weight is significantly down, presently 107. Within the last 1 year, she was 130. However, no respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, she has not done any blood tests since November. At that time, anemia 12.4, NCB 95, normal white blood cell, neutrophils, lymphocytes, normal platelets, creatinine back to normal 0.9, normal glucose, sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin, normal calcium. All these blood tests should be repeated. Back in October, when she was in the hospital, polycystic kidneys on liver, on her liver and kidneys. Kidney transplant on the right side, there's no obstruction. Back in October 2020, EGD was done, Dr. Smith. There was a hiatal hernia, severe reflux, this was attempts to do surgery for the hiatal hernia. Liver was very enlarged from polycystic abnormalities, with also evidence for potential cirrhosis, for what the surgery was canceled. Evidence of portal hypertension. No gross ascites, nothing to suggest malignancy or peritoneal implants. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. Next number, presently normal kidney function. Next number, high risk medication, immunosuppressants. Next number, severe diarrhea, chronic, etiology is not clear. She's able to keep good hydration and kidney function stable. Next number, polycystic abnormalities involving liver, which is part of the genetic presentation, with apparently evidence for cirrhosis and portal hypertension. Next number, renal transplant. Next number, hiatal hernia, large and esophageal reflux. Surgery canceled because of abnormalities on the liver. Next number, hypertension, presently in the low side. Next number, some bruises and bleeding through the gums. Given her liver abnormalities, we will check PT, INR. With the diarrhea, vitamin K deficiency is also a consideration. Next number, on magnesium replacement. Difficult to say if diarrhea is causing the low magnesium state or the magnesium supplement is aggravating the diarrhea. Next paragraph, we'll see what the new chemistry shows, which will include liver function tests, coagulation factors, magnesium, among others. Further advice to follow in the next few days. End of dictation.